Let's get going with some Team PXY dirty work.
I have not been this excited about a dirty work in a long time.
That definitely makes two of us. Let's bring back in yesterday's caller from Team PXY True Confessions. Now, without the voice changer and with the name, Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Brittany, it's nice to hear your actual voice and to not have you sound like a chipmunk on the voice changer.
Well, thank you for letting me back on the show.
Yeah, if you missed it yesterday, Brittany called in for True Confessions to reveal how resentful she's been feeling toward her roommate, all because of her roommate's boyfriend.
Now, Brittany, yesterday you told us that this guy is over like six nights a week. He eats all the food in the house, including yours that specifically bought for you, without even asking, by the way. He's gross. He doesn't pick up after himself. You mentioned something about skid marks. I don't want to go into too much detail right now. And basically, you're just at your wit's end.
I mean, it pretty much sums it up. I'm just so sick and tired of him not paying for anything, and it's just not fair to me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So yesterday, you also told us that you're at the point where you're ready to give your roommate the ultimatum. Either she makes her boyfriend, you know, pay an equal share of the rent, or you're out. You're moving out.
That's right. I'm done.
Now, we also, yesterday, had a lot of people who were texting into the show suggesting this would be perfect for a Dirty Work Wednesday.
Yes.
So we reached back out to you yesterday, and you have agreed to let us confront your roommate's boyfriend.
Only if you mess with him a little bit for me, okay? He deserves it. He deserves it.
Not a problem.
Oh, that will not be a problem. Don't you worry.
All right, so Brittany's given us this guy's phone number. What is his name again?
His name is Brock, and that's his real name.
Huh. Of course it is. Of course it is.
Wait, is Brock like a douchebag name?
Like a porn name.
Okay. Whitney will be posing as someone from the leasing office of your apartment complex, calling to talk to Brock about his lease agreement.
This is going to be awesome.
Okay, now, before we call him, you do realize there is the possibility that, you know, he gets really mad, things get awkward. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready to move out. See, I have to. So it doesn't matter to me.
Ready to go to extreme measures. All right, Brittany, we're going to keep you on the line, by the way, so feel free to jump in whenever you feel like you should. Let's give Brock a call.
Brock.
Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with Brock?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, perfect. Mr. My name is Stacey Williams. I'm calling from the leasing office of apartments. I hope I didn't wake you this morning.
Okay. Yeah, I'm up. Why are you calling me?
Well, I just wanted to go over some of the terms of the lease for apartment number 4.
Oh, wait a minute. You must be trying to reach my girlfriend. This is her apartment. I don't actually live here.
Right, but you're joining the lease, right?
What are you talking about?
I was informed that you, your girlfriend, and her roommate would be sharing the apartment and that you'd be splitting the rent three ways.
No.
No, I'm looking at the paperwork right now. So rent is due on the 1st. Please be prompt with your payment. We're pretty strict about that.
No. Wait, I'm not paying rent. I'm not on the lease. I don't technically live at the apartment.
Well, that's funny.
What?
Well, for someone who doesn't live in the apartment, you sure do spend a lot of time there, don't you?
Excuse me?
Aren't you spending most weeknights there?
Hey, how the f*** do you know how many nights I'm spending anywhere?
Well, aren't you?
What the f*** is this?
Honestly, you should probably chip in for groceries, too. You know, you can't just go around eating everyone else's food for free.
Okay, what the hell is this?
You might want to clean up after yourself a little bit, too.
What? Who are you? What is this bullshit?
Brock, man, Brock. Oh, my God.
Jesus, how many people are on the phone right now?
Hold on. Stop with the F-bombs. God.
Somebody better start explaining what this is.
Like, look, real fast. I got you. My name is Corey James. You've been talking to my co-host, Whitney Young. We're on 98 PXY, Team PXY, and this is Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirt work? What the
Okay, Jesus.
Dirt work.
You're on the radio, all right? So if we could just stop with the bombs, that'd be great. The other voice you heard, by the way, is Brittany, who you might know as your girlfriend's roommate.
Okay.
Okay, so Brock, Brittany reached out to us because she is really over you being at the apartment as much as you are without chipping in for rent.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's not fair.
Oh, whatever. I mean, I sleep over a couple nights. You're being dramatic.
I mean, a couple nights? Brittany said it was more like maybe, I don't know, 6 times a week, which basically is the full week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't mark it down on my calendar.
And it's not just that you're like at the apartment all the time. You don't even clean up after yourself. And you eat all the damn food.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Well, first, listen, I'm not your maid, and I'm sorry if I don't eat. I'll starve, and I'll die.
Oh, dude, come on.
Wow, that's weak.
Don't you think it's a little ridiculous how much you're taking advantage of the situation here?
Listen, I do stuff to help out, too.
Oh, really, Brock? Like, tell me what. What do you do?
I helped shovel snow the other week.
Oh, my God. You shoveled, like, once. You want a trophy or something? Like, what should I buy you?
Hold on. I don't want the wheels to fly off this bus.
Yeah.
Let's get back on track here. Brock, what do you think about the idea of splitting rent three ways?
Are you kidding me? Hell no.
Okay, I'll move out and you and Amber can split the rent two ways. How does that sound?
You know, I don't really care if you move out or not. Either way, I'm not paying rent.
Wait, so you're saying if Brittany moves out, you're not... Like, you're just going to make your girlfriend pay it all herself?
Yep.
Oh, what? My God.
Really?
You're unbelievable.
What? I didn't sign any lease. I'm not paying.
Oh, you're just living there.
Do you think your girlfriend is going to be okay with that?
I don't care. I'm still not paying.
Oh, my God. This is unreal.
I'm telling you. There's no way this shakes out here where you're going to get me to agree to pay a damn dime. It's not going to happen.
All right. We're clearly not getting anywhere with this guy. Wow. I mean, the way she described me seemed kind of insufferable, but I mean, lives up to the hype.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to let you go. Thanks for your time, Brock. Have a nice day, I guess. Freeloading.
Wait. It's kind of fun being on the radio. I should come hang out with you guys in the studio sometime.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Don't do it, guys. You'll never leave the station.
Shut up, Brittany. Come on, that'd be great.
Oh yeah, okay, Brock. Wow. What do you have to bring to the table, man? What like what kinds of things do you think you'd be good at talking about?
Well, you know.
Oh, and there goes Brock. My finger slipped.
Well, he's pretty terrible. That was awful.
What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you?
Well, we tried.
I mean, I guess it was nice to hear him squirm a little bit, right?
Yeah,
I told you, it pretty much confirms what I was saying to you guys.
Yep, definitely. Yeah, like today.
Yeah.
Like yesterday.
Maybe right now.